Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, last night at the Democratic National Convention, Joe Biden was officially designated as the Democratic nominee for president. On night two, says the New York Times of their convention, the roll call vote showcased the cultural diversity of Democrats' coalition and exposed a generational gulf that is increasingly defining the party. Former Presidents Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter showed up, but Democrats also showcased 17 rising stars reflecting the party's diversity, including Stacey Abrams, who in 2018 narrowly missed becoming the first black woman elected governor. Jill Biden, of course, wrapped up Tuesday with a heartfelt pitch for her husband. We even heard AOC in a ceremonial nomination of Bernie Sanders.
David, I think there's one thing that is clear here, and that is everybody understands that the main job of the Democrats is to get rid of the President of the United States, Donald Trump. Trump is so inflammatory and so vulnerable to so many intellectual arguments that they've made them all. What was really interesting to me was the number of Republicans who showed up and who made their case against Trump. And, you know, I think when the history books are written, you're going to find an awful lot of people who stood tall during this time, despite the fact that the rank-and-file Republicans are still very much behind Trump. And what we have seen here, from AOC to the more moderates in the party, to people like Bill Clinton, who gave a very extraordinary speech. And then, David, the one thing that kept getting brought up is the matter of the Russians. This is absolute disgrace. This is a traditional enemy. From the very beginning, you have Trump saying, "I love the Russians, I love the Russians," telling diplomats, "I took care of the Russian thing, I fired Comey." This is something that would have gotten other people, if it had been a Democrat, would have been a horrendous accusation. But the Intelligence Committee of the Senate comes out with a report that basically damns Trump and talks about how his top people, including Manafort and others, had to do with the Russians. So what we see here is as plain as a nose on anybody's face. It is a national disgrace. And Republicans, including people like Colin Powell and others, have made the case. And if you watched what was on the screen last night, you saw a whole bunch of Republicans on purpose being recruited to make the case. So it's not only a bunch of Democrats yelling that the other guys are bad. It's the Republicans themselves and the senior Republicans and some of the people who are most respected in the United States.
How about Cindy McCain?
Well, I think that McCain's people have had a long, and his family have had a long issue with Donald Trump. And this is a reminder that one of the most respected men in America, a man who sacrificed everything, who indulged torture, who wouldn't leave unless everybody else was allowed to leave, this man who had been put down by Trump is a national hero. And the fact that his family is out there is no surprise to me and shouldn't be a surprise to anybody else.
You made this statement, those who were watching. Well, Nielsen says 19.7 million people watched the first night of the virtual Democratic convention on one of 10 different television networks. That's down from nearly 26 million who saw the first night of Hillary Clinton's nominating convention 4 years ago. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. You know, who's watching? And conventions generally are to rouse the faithful.
That's right, David. And the balloons and the cheers and the marching around and the bands, they weren't there last night. So there are those people who say, "Hey, I watch it because it's a spectacle. I watch it because it's a circus." They're not there right now. So the people who are watching are people who are interested in politics. When you saw Michelle Obama the night before saying basically she doesn't like politics, and I think there are an awful lot of Americans who feel the same way. They get uncomfortable with it. So now we have this new way of doing it. The people who are Democrats are going to watch it. The people who are Republicans, David, are not going to watch it, and vice versa when the Republicans have their turn, too. It's very doubtful that you're going to find a lot of people watching that because the Democrats will absent themselves the way the Republicans are doing it now, and the way those people who really wanted a circus are absenting themselves, too, because, you know, this is boring to them.
Haven't most people already made up their minds?
I don't think so. I think the most people who have made up their minds are the Democrats and the Republicans. But then there are the purples, the people in the middle. I keep emphasizing them. They're the ones who are going to control this election, the suburban housewives and others. People who have got to say, has this president just been so outrageous that we can't possibly vote for him again?
When it comes down to voting, whether you do it by absentee or go to the polls, and there's a new way of doing it as well. We're seeing ballot drop boxes as a way to bypass the post office. Says the AP, election officials now around the country hoping to bypass the Postal Service by installing lots of ballot drop boxes in libraries, community centers, and other public places. Saw a picture of one in Phoenix. Meantime, the Postal Service has now halted some of the changes amid an outcry over what's been going on, and there, of course, have been lawsuits filed.
Well, yeah, look, this president is setting this up in such a way as that he can yell, if he loses, that it was a rigged election. He votes by absentee ballot, and he encourages people in states which he thinks are going to be for him to vote by mail. So he is, of course, a hypocrite and a hypocrite in chief, and he will continue to do that. What's really scary here is the idea that if there isn't a major wipeout victory for Joe Biden, then he's going to claim that the election was rigged, and he is capable of doing anything after that. That's really scary. Look, this guy who has avoided an indictment because no president is allowed to be, according to some piece of paper in the Justice Department, which is absurd. If he shoots his wife, if he shoots somebody else, that he can't be indicted? Come on. This is ridiculous. But he knows when he's done, they'll all be waiting for him.
Political Observer, Alan Chartok with us.